Hallelujah. Praise God. We'll do a brief recap before we get into our study tonight. Hallelujah. We're talking about the faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. We're advancing our faith. Faith advanced is what we've been talking about. And we built on this on the letters R's. The first one was to redeem, or the redemption. Being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We went from there to regenerate. 2 Corinthians 5:17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. Then we went to reunite. In 1 John 1:3, that you also may have fellowship with us. And truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son, Jesus Christ. Then we went to represent, Acts 4:33, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. Then we went to reside, Psalms 91:1, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Then we went to reign. To exercise sovereign power, that the communication of our faith may become effectual, 1 Corinthians 6:19-20, by the acknowledgement of every good thing which is in us or in you in Christ Jesus. Then we went to regain, Jeremiah 30:17, for I will restore health unto thee and I will heal thy wounds, saith the Lord. Then we talked about to retain, 1 John 5:4, for whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world, and this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith. Last week we talked about to restrain. Proverbs 1:15. My son, walk not thou in the way with them, refrain thy foot from their path, and that's speaking of evil. And tonight we're going to speak about to remain. I'm just building my R's, and I'm not a pirate. To remain, and Webster's defines to remain as to abide, to persist, to continue, to endure. Amen? So our scripture reference tonight is found in 1 John 2. So open your Bibles to 1 John chapter 2. If you don't have a Bible, you need a Bible. Huh? 1 John 2. I didn't want you to fall asleep up here. Huh? Huh? No sticking your tongue out at the teacher. He was sticking it at Silas, but hallelujah. And 1 John chapter 2, verse number 24, he says, let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He has promised us, even eternal life. So tonight we're going to be talking about remaining, to remain in Him. To remain in Him also, we're to remain in Him, remain in faith. Remain faithful in. Remain faithful. Amen. Remain faithful in our walk to begin with. So turn with me to John chapter 15, and we're going to look at the words of Jesus. God in the flesh speaking. Verse number 9. He says, as the Father have loved me, so have I loved you. Continue ye in my love. If you keep my commandments, you shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. Amen. So this speaks of a continuation where, you know, let us walk in the light as he is in the light. And we have fellowship with one another. The blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from our sin. But Jesus has shown us as he followed the Father's commandments, we're to follow them also. So we're to, as we're being faithful in our walk, amen? We used to walk like Egyptians, but now we walk as the redeemed, amen? As the rescued. One of the things this speaks about, being faithful in, not only in our walk, but being faithful in our well-doing. You know, we're to be do-gooders. Amen. And the Apostle Paul says in Galatians chapter 6, verse number 7, he says, be not deceived. God is not mocked, for whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption, but he that soweth to the Spirit shall the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary and well-doing. For in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. You know, so many times we're a body of Christ, and so many times we think, well, you know, when somebody else is doing something in the ministry, it doesn't involve me, but it involves everyone. You know, that we're here to support one another. We're here to encourage one another. We're here to stand with one another. And some people don't know how to ask for help, but that doesn't mean they don't need help. Sometimes they just don't know how to ask for it. Amen. So we shouldn't be asked to help, we should just be helpful. You know, that we have the opportunity, we do good, especially in the household of faith. We're in this together. Everybody's in this together. This is all a team effort. Amen? And, we're to be faithful in our well-doing. And we're to be faithful in our witness. You know, our witness. The writer of Hebrews says in Hebrews chapter 12, verse number 1, he says, wherefore, seeing we also are compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doeth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. Looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is set down at the right hand of the throne of God. For consider him that endured such contradiction of sinners against himself, lest ye be wearied and faint in your minds. In other words, you know, we're a witness. We're like I just said in 1 John 1:9, where he says, let our light so shine before men that they may see our good works and give our Father in heaven all the glory. That's part of our witness. Our witness is doing without being asked. Amen. Amen. In other words, you and I are representatives from heaven. We're Christ ambassadors. And as an ambassador, if I'm an ambassador from another nation, I'm in another nation, but I'm a representative of the nation that I'm from. I'm an ambassador from another nation. And you and I and Christ Jesus are ambassadors from the kingdom of God. We're his representatives on this world. We're in this world, but we live in another world. We're from another one. We've been transported into the kingdom of light. Amen. So if we remain faithful in our walk, we remain faithful in our well-doing, we remain faithful in our witnessing to others. At witnessing, and let me tell you something, actions speak louder than words. You can say all this stuff, but people ain't looking at your words. Hello? Amen. They're looking at your actions, how we respond. We're to be faithful in our, also we're to be faithful in our waiting. Waiting. Turn me to 1 Peter chapter 1. First Peter 1:13, the word of God says this: Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind and be sober and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust and your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all matter of conversation, because it is written, Be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. You know, we're not judging. Our words isn't what the Lord Father's even looking at. He's looking at our actions. Amen. We're not being conformed to this world, but we're being transformed by the renewing of our mind. And when we have revelation of who's in us, he is magnified and he is exalted and he reveals himself through us. It isn't us. Because guess what? If it was just about us, we wouldn't be that good. Hallelujah. But we got the one in us that is. So with that in mind, turn with me to John chapter 15. John 15. I want to talk to you about being faithful with, not just being faithful in, but being faithful with. Verse number 7. Jesus said this. He said, If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you will, and it shall be done unto you. Herein is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so shall you be my disciples. Amen. Now, we have to understand and have revelation and understanding of Christ in us. And we have to have revelation and understanding of the fruit of the Spirit. It's the Spirit of God that's manifested itself in and through our lives. You know, we're being faithfulness in our, with our joy. I speak about joy a lot because that's the first thing that the adversary always tries to steal. He wants you to steal your joy. And when you have a revelation and understanding where your joy comes from, he can't get it.
Right.
Amen. Because the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, kindness, gentleness, meekness, temperance, and faith. That's the fruit of the Spirit being evident in our lives. It's not my joy, it's his joy. That's why he says, turn with me to John 15, 11. Say on the, you don't have to turn very far because you're on the page. Jesus says this, and you want to get a hold of this. And you want to swallow this and get it and digest it and get it inside. Because unless a seed is sown, it won't bear fruit. In other words, you've got to swallow this seed of the word for it to produce. He says, These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. In other words, sometimes we read right over these things. But he said that my joy remain in you, and your joy will be full, because he's more than enough. He's El Shaddai, okay? He's more than enough. So when I recognize that the joy of the Lord is my strength and he's within me, amen, that no matter what comes or what I'm facing, what in faithfulness of God and his word, my joy, you can't steal my joy. Amen? And he also talks about faithfulness with our fruit. With our fruit. And John 15:16, Jesus said this. He said, "You have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you." In other words, Jesus says, you haven't chosen me, I've chosen you. And I've ordained you, I've anointed you, I've appointed you. I've set you apart that you should go and bring forth fruit. In other words, God's producing fruit in us so we can reproduce it in this world. In other words, this fruit isn't just for me. Just like a tree that bears fruit, there are seeds that come from the fruit that multiplies the fruit. It's like you can count the seeds in an apple, but you can't count the apples in a seed. Amen. In other words, we're to be faithfulness with our fruit. We're to be fruitful. You know, nobody's arrived and nobody's done. I don't care how old you are until you go to heaven, God's not done with you. Hello? You still have an opportunity to produce fruit. Amen. We're Holy Spirit fruit producers. Amen. And when we get these revelations in our lives, then all of a sudden, amen, we're not looking at things in the same light any longer. Amen. In other words, we have to look through things at the eyes of Jesus. Amen. And if you think you have it bad, there's a lot of places you can go in this city right now and see that you don't have it that bad. Amen. You know, sometimes we miss how blessed we are. Amen. There's a lot of suffering people in the world. Amen. And God wants us to be grateful. God wants us to have a thankful and a grateful heart. Amen. Amen. And it's just like, I want to say this because the Holy Spirit just said it. When we come together in praise and worship, it's not about a song. Well, I don't like that song. Psst. It's an attitude of gratitude, an attitude of praise to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Amen. Amen. In other words, there's all kinds of different personalities and all kinds of different backgrounds. We just come together. Tonight we had a little soul. Nobody in here is used to a lot of soul. That's okay. But that's all right. Amen. I'm a soul man. Sarah, you soul girl? Hallelujah. You know? And I want you to understand there's something that takes place in the atmosphere of praise. There's something that takes place in the atmosphere of worship. And the thought and what that God wants to have in our hearts and our lives is, I've come to praise him no matter what the song is. Oh, I don't like that song. I'll just sit down. Oh, I can't wait till they finish singing that. I just don't like that song. They write that song. They change the words of it. It's all about me. Jesus, is this song for me? For my glory and my fame? I don't know. I better stop before I get in trouble. No, but I want you to get a hold of this. God really wants to do some great, mighty things. God wants to heal the sick. He wants to deliver the bondage, the bound. He wants to open prison doors. And he isn't doing that unless we get back to praise. He isn't doing that unless we get back to worship. All of a sudden, his presence is in the place. Amen. You know, in this ministry, look at all the people that have been healed and delivered in this ministry, the greatest freedom ministry. We had people raised from dead, people that delivered from bondage. We had people that have been healed from migraines, from cancer. You know, God's done mighty things. Heart disease. You name it. Amen? And he's done a work in every last one that's in this room. Amen? In other words, instead of looking for the next thing, be grateful for the last thing. Because when you're grateful for the last thing, then he can bless you with the new thing. Amen? I don't know where this came from. It's just coming. Amen? Amen? Because God loves us. He has a plan in all of our lives. And you know he's not disappointed. He's not mad at anybody because he's not looking at you. His son has covered you. So the father's looking down at you. He doesn't really see it. He sees the blood of Jesus. Amen? Amen? I'd like to see us get just a little radical for the Father. So we get faithful with our works. Remember the writer James says, you show me your faith, then I'll show you my works. Faith without works is dead, being alone. And the letter in Revelation chapter 3 to the church at Sardis, Jesus said this. He said this, be watchful, verse 2, and strengthen the things which remain. In other words, before we look through something new, let's strengthen what we got. That are ready to die. In other words, if we don't get a hold of this in Revelation and wake up, some things are going to die. And God has given us warning. He's telling us to wake up. For I have not found thy works perfect before God. Now nobody's perfect, but it's the heart of what we do. Man looks on the outward appearance, God looks upon the heart. Amen? You know, we're here, like I said, we're here to serve one another, to minister one another. Madi, for example, is the Christmas program coming next week. How many have asked her how the hell they can help? Or is everybody waiting for somebody to ask her? Ask them. Say, how about people that are missing from the ministry? Pastor, where are they? Well, have you called them? Well, I don't have the number. Why did you ask them? You understand what I'm saying? We're a body. This isn't about one. This ain't a one-man show. This is about all of us working together for the kingdom of God. And every last part is important. Amen. My part isn't any more important than yours. I might be up here speaking a lot and talking a lot, but if the things aren't done behind the scenes, I can't stand up here and speak. You understand what I'm saying? You know, sometimes we're all working together. Amen. So our works are important. Our faithfulness in our foundation. Look with me in Hebrews chapter 12. Verse 25. Verse 25 says this, Hebrews 12, 25. He says, see that you refuse not him that speaketh, for if they escape not who refused him that spake on earth, much more shall not we escape if we turn away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he hath promised, saying, yet once more I shake not earth only, but also heaven. And this word yet once more signifieth the removing of those things that are shaken as of the things that are made, that the things which cannot be shaken may remain. Wherefore we receiving a kingdom which cannot be moved, let us have grace whereby we may serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, for God is a consuming fire. You know, when the Holy Spirit starts shaking things, the things that aren't of God will fall off, and the things that are of him will remain. Amen? This is one of the favorite scriptures for funerals. But it should be spoken all the time. Hallelujah. Look with me in 1 Thessalonians chapter 2. Chapter 4. Yeah. We're going to look at our rapture. 1 Thessalonians 4:14. Everybody get there. Are we there in the Word? The Apostle Paul says this, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which are asleep shall sleep in Jesus will God bring with them." Like our loved ones and our family members and friends that have gone on to be with the Lord, they're with Him. "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord, that we which are alive and remain." I want you to understand that we are that are alive and remain faithful, abiding in Him and He abiding in us. This isn't a one-time event. This isn't a prayer that I once said and then I did whatever I wanted to do. And I think when the rapture, when the trumpet sounds, I'm going to heaven. If you believe that, you never read the Word of God. He says, "For this we say unto you by the word of the Lord," by the word of God, "that we which are alive and remain faithful unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of an archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words." Amen. So no matter what it looks like, we have the beloved promise of God. And all the promises of Him are yes and amen. And what God is saying to you and I today, tonight, in our lesson tonight, is simply this. In 1 John chapter 2, verse 24 and 25, "Let that therefore abide in you, which you have heard from the beginning. If that which you have heard from the beginning shall remain in you, you also shall continue in the Son and in the Father. And this is the promise that He had promised us, even eternal life." Amen? So that's what the Father wants to speak to us, just being faithful. Faithful to remain faithful. Amen? Can we all stand? If you have the baby, you can sit. You got to stand eventually anyway. Hallelujah. Dusty, can you stand, please? Thank you. Thank you. You listen to hear what the Father's saying. Can we lift our hands to heaven? Father, we thank you for your word. And we're grateful that you sent your word here tonight to accomplish something in each and every one of our hearts. Father God, you spoke to us tonight about remaining faithful. Be ready, remain faithful, our faithfulness in our walk with you, our faithfulness in well-doing, our faithfulness in witnessing, our faithfulness in waiting, Father God. That your joy is full in us, Father God. It's your joy, it's not our joy, Father God. You called us to be fruitful, Father God, to multiply on this earth, Father. And I thank you for each and every one that's in this room. And Father, I pray a special measure of anointing to be upon them, Father God. I bind every weapon the enemy's trying to form against their mind, their soul, their spirit, and their bodies in Jesus' name, Father God. Your word declares, "For who the Son is made free is free indeed." So tonight we celebrate our freedom in you, Father God. We rejoice in your goodness, we rejoice in your mercy, we rejoice in your grace, and we rejoice in everything you're doing in every heart and life in this place. So Father, I pray, Father God, that in each and every one of us, that you would arise and the enemy would be scattered, Father God. Lord Jesus, that as we go our separate ways tonight, that we're not just leaving you behind, that you're with us, that you're dwelling with us, that we behold the glory of the only begotten, full of grace and truth, and that grace and truth is inside of us. So, Father God, I pray, Father God, for this body, Father God, I pray that you use them mightily for your kingdom and for your glory. And we'll never cease to give you all praise and all glory for it. In Jesus' name, Amen. Now, Father, I pray that you bless the food that they're about to eat, make a nourishment to their bodies. Bless the time of fellowship together. In Jesus' name, amen. Hallelujah. Remain.